John Richardson Show
with John Richardson.
Hello and welcome to the John Richardson Show podcast with Angela Barnes.
Hello.
It was a right bit of fun, wasn't it?
We've had a real giggle today. It's been lovely.
Had a good giggle. I would say I've been broadly incompetent.
Well, you slipped up on your name a couple of times.
Not so good
it happens
at the old
to the
speaking.
Best of us.
It's one of the key parts of the job.
It is really the only part of the job.
Yeah. Well, that's
it?
What's annoying because my dancing and my physicality during the show has been spot on.
Spot on.
Pointed toes.
I can see it and I feel, you know, honoured, really.
Yeah. I'm glad you've enjoyed
it. I've got such a display. You've been like a peacock.
Very much like a peacock.
All morning.
Very much like a peacock. Just a little undertone of aggression in there as well.
Come
near me when I'm showing. But as we know from the name of this podcast, you can't knock me up. So you can enjoy my dancing. You can't knock me up. We had a good. I listened on the topic of, this is going to come up later as well, whether listening to a book is reading.
Oh, yes.
I read with my ears this week a book, and it contained, you must have heard this, one of those people who says, oh, you know, stand-up comedy is just saying a thing you've seen.
Oh, it is not. Oh. If you think that's what it is, go to your local comedy club. Book yourself a 10-minute open spot.
Yes, mate.
And get
yes,
up
mate.
There and just say what you've seen and see what happens.
Go on, Angela.
See what
get
happens.
Him. Go on. It's exactly what I was shouting.
Yeah.
It drives me mad. It's only ever said by people who can't do it. However, this week we do have a lovely chat about things from yesteryear.
We do. We
because
do.
Because it belies the fact that these things are fun and they bring people joy, and done well, they're not that easy to do. Because
done
it's
well,
that's
about
the listing
key.
Things.
That's key.
Whether we do it well or not, you could tell us at the end of the podcast, but we have a lovely old chat about old technologies. I get a little bit angry about the concept of youth because my new shampoo is not working.
Oh,
anyway,
John.
If anything you hear makes you want to join in, john@absoluteradio.co.uk at any point, and we'll see you on the other side.
Bringing some showbiz sparkle to an otherwise ordinary Saturday.
The John Richardson Show.
So hello, it's John Richardson here and Angela Barnes.
You said your name funny then, John.
I know. Do you know what? I've stopped even trying to do it right now because I just can't say my own name. I had to record one of those videos this week. I had to do a couple, but one is for two special people, absolutely, who will come on later.
Right,
but you know,
yes.
The thing I couldn't do at the beginning is say, hello, it's John Richardson here. And I think it's because I'm so embarrassed to introduce myself. I do it so quickly. I just drop a syllable.
It feels weird saying your own surname. Like, I always feel with Angela Barnes. And it's like, you know, when you repeat a word and it loses all meaning.
Yes.
I think because you've heard your name so many times over the years.
Yes.
That you say it and you go, that can't be right.
Yeah, and I don't have any meaning anyway. So there's nothing to
I couldn't possibly say anything to that, John.
Monosyllabic is the way to go. Barnes.
Barnes.
And
bang.
It's better on University Challenge.
Yeah, but then I've got three syllables in my first name, so, you know.
Ange, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Ange, but Ange Barnes is too fast.
That's too fast. That's just, you lose
before
that.
You've
in...
even said it. This is why I'm trying to get Johnny Rico going. But nobody wants to call me that. So it's John Richardson here and Angela Barnes on the radio show that is a radio show, but is also a podcast for those too lazy to join us live.
What are they doing that's better than this?
Let's
that's what I don't
speculate.
Understand. Yeah,
let's not
enough.
Speculate because the list might be longer than we want to acknowledge. If you are one of those who usually listens but didn't last week, well, this is not the cleanest show on the radio, but it's certainly the tidiest. So here's everything you missed. If you weren't with us last week.
You know they'll never fail.
What's that?
What that is me singing, and it doesn't sound as good as it did in my head when I did it live last week.
I have blocked that out completely. I do not know
what
that was.
They'll never fail once they're involved. Somehow whatever's wrong gets solved.
Who's that?
Does that help you?
No.
Don't make me do it again. It's Chip and Dale.
Oh! Chip and Dale. Now it's all coming back.
Rescue Rangers. It was worth pointing out that highlight of last week's show is always chosen by producers Will and Charlie. It's
you
always
asked
a surprise
for that.
To me as well.
You asked for that. You said, "Will, it better be my rendition of Chip and Dale or I'm not coming back in." That's what you
did. Yeah, I think I also specified, could you run it through some sort of editing software to make it sound better and maybe put some background music on? After discussing childhood memories last week, Angela bravely told us about the terms used for people who are born north or south of the River Medway.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to say it again.
No, please don't say it again.
Makes Will nervous.
Sandy's been in touch.
Hiya, John. Last week, Angela was chatting about being born north or south of the River Medway. It got me thinking, if you're born at the midpoint between the points, are you a Medway Midway or a midway. I'd appreciate some clarity on this. Cheers, Sandy.
So I could be a midway Kentish maid, or a midway maid of Kent, or a maid of Kent that's midway, or a Kentish maid that's midway.
Oh my goodness, that was a roller coaster ride. You could be a midway maid. It got me thinking about midway midwives, ooh, which I guess must be a thing.
That could be that sounds like a TV series right there.
We will also bring down your Saturday smugness, as we always do. Last week, Angela took you down for feeling smug about reading books.
Yes.
Seems to have kicked off. I'm not the only person who wants to bring you down for that. So Robert wants to get on board. Here he is.
Hello, John and Angela. I heard Angela's smugness last week. I cannot take either of you down for reading-related smugness, as I love to read books. However, I feel it incumbent upon me to point out that listening to somebody else reading a book out loud is literally not reading. See you tonight in Lyme Regis, Angela. All the best, Robert.
Oh, well, I look forward to seeing you tonight in Lyme Regis, Robert, where I can tell you face-to-face that I think you're wrong.
Tickets left for Lyme Regis. Get there, because there is going to be a ding-dong. There is a real old dust-down going on in Lyme Regis.
Yeah, bring it on, Robert.
Robert versus Angela. If anything we talk about, Chippendale theme tunes aside, makes you want to get in touch, the way to do so is john@absoluteradio.co.uk. So, Angela, we know that you have the great privilege of being in Lyme Regis tonight.
I am.
What a place and a gig that is.
Yeah, beautiful little theatre there.
Good place to find a fossil as well.
Oh, really? Oh, it's the Jurassic Coast, isn't
it? Jurassic Coast, yeah. Have a little dig around.
Have a little scout around. I love Lyme Regis. There are tickets available, just saying, you know.
Okay, there shouldn't be, I'll tell you that.
Thanks, mate.
There shouldn't be. What have you been up to last week?
Do you know, I've had a week where... it's been a lovely week, weather-wise, right? And I've been...
hot.
Oh, lovely. I've been swimming in the Lido, but I had a bit of an incident in the Lido this week.
Okay, well, I think they've got nets now that they can sort of...
See what you think about this, John. So They have lockers in the Lido, right?
Yes.
But the keys in the lockers don't have a wristband or a pin or anything on. It's just a key.
Oh, that's
so
not good.
So if you're swimming, there's nowhere to put your key, right? So I put my
key... There are places, but you don't want to put a key there.
I did mention that to a member of staff at one point, but I won't say what I actually said on the radio. So I put the key on top of my towel on the side of the pool.
On top of the towel, Angela.
Well, when I came out, the key was gone, right? And for about 45 minutes, I looked for this key. And I will say that one of the members of staff said, "Where did you leave it?" I said, "On top of the towel." He said, "You put it on top of the towel." I said, "Where else was I going to put it?" And then graphically explained to him my only other option.
Tuck it inside the towel.
Well, I think I did, but it had just gone. Right. Anyway, what actually happened was they ended up, after about 45 minutes, having to break open the locker with a hammer.
Wow.
Which they did to get my stuff out. And don't tell them this, but my friend was with me, my friend Jenny, and she'd picked up... I have a swimming hat, right? But I didn't wear it that day. It was just next to my towel. And she'd picked it up while I was looking for the key. And then she just put it in her handbag without thinking. Anyway, the key was in it. So the whole time, the key was inside my swimming hat in her handbag, and they had to destroy a locker. But I still stand by, if you're going to have lockers at a swimming pool, make the keys attachable to a person who's swimming.
Yes,
right?
I think that's only a matter of a rubber band, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
I'm
all
not
it needs.
Talking about a big up. At least you didn't lose your house keys.
That could have been worse.
Smash your front door down.
Yeah, that could have been worse.
I would tell you now, what Lido's that?
I'm not going to say.
I'm not going to that Lido, because I think those keys are being tucked into places.
Yeah.
Tucked into Speedos. They're going places that I don't want to know about.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But I will say this with a Lido. The reduced temperature stops. I don't go swimming for two reasons. I'm not a very good swimmer.
Right.
And either I go to a place where it's like a Lido and you get people who are there to swim and they like to swim.
Yeah.
And I am loud and slow and I get overtaken by tutting pensioners who are annoyed at the fuss I'm making.
Lane rage is a real thing.
Yeah,
I get lane rage in the pool, but I try to go when it's quiet, when I know at quiet times.
The other option is a sort of a hotel pool if you go away, and then you get people who aren't there to swim. They who just are there to kiss and
about.
Cuddle.
Yeah.
Just kissing and cuddling and dither about and enjoying their lives. If anyone knows of a swimming pool where it's lane swimming, nobody goes there, and you can go very, very slowly. That's
what you
I'm
need to
for.
Do, John, is put a pool in your garden. Come on, you're a comedy superstar. You should have a pool by now.
Okay. All right, if you're saying so and absolutely behind that, then I will be fitting a tax-deductible pool in the next week. Thanks, Angela.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
So last week, you surprised me, Angela. Mm. I mentioned a news story about the shortage of DeLoreans in the UK, and it hit you harder than I thought it was going
to. I love a DeLorean. Like, they're so 80s, and they're so... The gullwing doors, the... Yeah. I love them.
Would you be interested? I don't know if you know this about me, but I make dreams come true. Would
you
like to speak to the club historian of the DeLorean Owners Club?
Is that something you can make happen?
Yeah, yeah. I can do that for you, Angela.
John, you're like my fairy godmother.
If you have a really achievable dream, then I can just
about... One that just takes an email that you didn't even write.
An email from a Absolute Radio corporate account that doesn't come from my personal account, which they would reject immediately. But there are good people at the DeLorean Owners Club. One of them is their club historian, Chris Parnham, and he joins us now. Chris, how are you?
Not so bad, thank you. You've just caught me in the shed at the bottom of the garden.
Oh, beautiful. What a
What
day
have we caught you doing in the shed, Chris?
Refitting it. Anyway, that's by the by.
Last week I broke the upsetting news for Angela that there are only 300 DeLoreans left in the wild in the UK, but you're here to correct me on that.
Well, yes, that may be the number that certainly showing on the official records, but it's not really correct to say left in the UK. They did convert a few to right-hand drive, about a maximum of 20, and they'd got a few left-hand drives kicking around. So there was certainly a lot less than 100 in the UK at that time.
Ah, so have people bought them and imported them since?
Absolutely. They got absolutely no information on how to maintain them, look after them, where to get spares. And that's when the DeLorean Owners Club was started.
No Haynes manual.
No, I'm sat wearing a Haynes t-shirt now with DeLorean plastered all over it. that's a few decades on, you see.
Can I rile you up, Chris? I'm going to quote here. These are not my words, Chris, but the words of Wikipedia. Despite the car having a reputation for poor build quality and an unsatisfactory driving experience. Go on.
Well, poor build quality. Well, the thing came from sketch to design to production within about 18 months. Now, that is not going to lead to the very best driving experience. But, I mean, I've had 23 of the things.
And 23?
Yeah.
That does suggest a poor build quality.
Are they like a disposable car?
I tell you what that suggests. It suggests that they were worth quite a lot of money. A lot of people have got them tucked away and didn't want them. So when me and my technical chums got more familiar with the faults that occurred during storage, got them running and then passed them on to club members for cost, plus a little bit more.
I was going to say, I'm looking online now, and I'm reading that in 2024, the equivalent value of a DeLorean is over $100,000.
What?
Yes, $100,000. That's not £100,000.
Well,
no, but it's
still quite a lot for a
decent wedge, isn't it? You stay in that shed working on those engines, mate. Angela would love to sit in a DeLorean, ideally a working one. Is that an achievable dream?
Is that a pipe dream? Is that something that can happen?
It's a regular request through the club. What part of the country would you be in?
I live in Brighton.
Brighton, yes. Well, we've got a chap down there with a couple. If you can send me an email, and then I'll do some research amongst my chums. It's not an uncommon request, and we can almost certainly fix you up.
Will, send him an email right now. Have you written it down? Do it now. Now. Get on it.
Chris, good luck organising the shed, and thank you for your time.
It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
Yeah.
I love that he's sitting in a shed in a DeLorean T-shirt.
A DeLorean and Haynes manual crossover
what
T-shirt.
What a way to spend your Saturday.
Oh, I liked Chris.
Yeah, I did too.
I liked...
I like a nerdy car, man.
Later on, we're going to discuss things that you would like brought back. And one of them, one thing I don't want brought back from my youth is Bullseye, because they tried to bring it back. And it's a bit like Pet Sematary Bullseye. Mm. Every time you bring it back, it gets a little bit meaner and a little bit nastier, and it's not quite the same.
Right.
We stick with the Bullseyes we've got. They're perfect. And what you get on Bullseye is a generation of people who are excited to be on telly. They're a little bit nervous. They've got a little story about bumping into, I don't know, Dustin G in the supermarket.
Dustin G? What, you pulled that out?
I don't know where that came from.
Brain,
I don't know where that came from.
Will doesn't even know who Dustin G is.
Anyway, and I got that vibe from Chris. He wants to be on the radio. He wants to get all his facts across. But he ended the conversation. He's not wowed by it. Do you know what I mean? He's got other stuff going on. So when we ended that call,
he's got VHSs to watch.
He went, yep, that's how you end a phone conversation on the radio. Bye, Chris.
Absolutely.
Yep. Hold on. Anyway, I love Chris with absolutely no caveats. Here is a caveat, though. It's this week's I Love You Bot. One dedication, always with a little bit of grit in it. And this week it comes from Steve.
Hi, John. Thanks for giving me this week's one and only dedication. Last Sunday, I ran the Manchester Marathon with my running club, Stretford Run Club. I'd like to give a huge shout out to everyone who came out to support the runners, especially my wife, Kate. It really, really helped. I love you all. But do you really have to drink while you're watching? All I could think about when I was running was a beer at the end. And literally every man, woman and their dogs were having a beer. It really, really didn't help. Thanks, Steve.
He's got himself in trouble with the literal police there. I mean, I
wasn't. Oh, did he do a literal? I missed it.
Literally every man, woman and dog was drinking a beer.
Well, I'm a woman and I've got a dog. We weren't there.
Yeah, he's gone to jail.
Yeah. He's done three features in one there. He's done a lot of smugness and literal police.
Just the sound of a DeLorean engine.
Yeah.
But he's lost his keys because they're in his swimming hat. He's completed the entire show.
Surely the people holding beers, that would spur you on to run faster, no? Because you'd want to get to, so you could have a beer. So I think they were doing good things for you.
Yeah, my good friend and radio colleague Matt Ford ran the London Marathon a number of years ago. I, in his training, took the role of stick. I'm not one of these guys,
you're
going to do
guy.
It. I spent a number of weeks telling him he was incapable and he was going to fail. He smashed the marathon, and I think he might correct me later on Rock and Roll Football. I think he went out for 10 pints and a curry the day after he won the marathon. It was the first time I thought, this man is a machine. And he's proved it several times since. His body could just deal with anything. A remarkable feat. So well done to everyone who ran the Manchester Marathon. My congratulations, and Steve's hatred for everybody who watched it and had a pint. That's the Rico and Barnsley way to do it.
Absolutely.
And here's your track.
John, son of Richard.
John Richardson.
This is The John Richardson Show. Saturday mornings never sounded so John Richardson.
This is The John Richardson Show with John Richardson.
It's John Richardson and Angela Barnes on... Oh, I got Angela wrong
you
then.
You did? Your name spot on, though.
It's like a player at the Crucible. He's so focused on smashing into the pack, he's missed the blue.
That's it. That's what you did. You relaxed. You got John Richardson out, relaxed, and then you went...
I got Richardson right, and you just became a little bit Barnes. Angie B. Barnsy.
Hey, that's me.
Ange Barnes. Now, this is when we do smugness, right?
Yes.
So this is where, because other radio stations now are congratulating each other and their listeners on doing a park run, as if it's something new or noteworthy. This isn't.
No.
I am mean to people. The problem we've got at Absolute Radio this week is genuinely good things have happened.
Genuinely?
Genuinely.
Genuinely good things.
This is what happens when I have to do a sincere link.
You just can't do it, can you?
Not a mistake so far when I'm being cynical and rude to polite men who mend cars in their sheds.
Yeah.
Now look at me having to be nice about two men, Bush and Richie.
Yeah. Did an amazing thing this week, John.
Incredible. Cycled from Everton to the Emirates, raising money for Cash for Kids, so that kids for whom a school meal is the only meal they get will not be hungry over the summer holidays. The videos.
I've welled up several times this week, I have to say.
I thought the fact that they didn't... Clearly what they've done, they said, lads, we need you to do a little video. So when you wake up in the hotel in the morning, just get your phone straight on, let's see the reaction. They put Richie first, because obviously Richie is struggling and emotional.
Yeah.
Then they put Bush on, who I wanted. He was fine.
Yeah, He'll do it again next week.
To watch them both go through it, and Richie especially, and his honesty, and having to feel like he was slowing people down when you are in the midst of, and I'm glad he had his colleague there to say to him, don't focus on the people who are finding the cycling a bit easier than you. Yeah. Focus on the millions of people in the country who are not cycling from Liverpool to London in 3 days.
And with something like that, you're only racing yourself, right? It's not a race. Yeah. It's like you only, it's you and your mind whether you can do it or not. And he
really interesting about it. He was struggling. He was all in his own head. He was doing something epic and heroic. And to see them both arrive at the Emirates, absolutely wonderful. So you can find the videos on the Absolute social page. You can still donate cash for kids. And the worst thing is, what I was going to do is say, well, I'll be extra mean to you, Angela.
Oh, great.
I'm going to really take it out on you. You are once again doing a charity performance for me next week, 13th of May, Bloomsbury Theatre.
Bring me down for that.
Haven House Children's Hospice, a phenomenal charity. I've had the great pleasure of visiting. The staff there are incredible. Yeah. The families they support are incredible. The children who use the services are incredible.
Yeah.
You're incredible for raising money for them. I don't really know what to do to you either.
Oh, I'm loving this.
It's really...
I am really enjoying this smugness feature today because John is genuine. It's not even really that you're desperate to say something nasty and you can't because we're on the radio.
Yeah.
I feel like you genuinely feel sincere about these things. And it's
people
lovely.
Are doing really good things. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to turn the tables. Right. I've done a few things this week I could potentially be quite smug about. So
can I bring you down?
You have free rein to just absolutely destroy me. I'm going to give you lots of fodder because I've been unbearable this week.
Oh, I cannot wait for this.
I've had a lovely old week. I'm just going to tell you everything I've done.
Tell me all the smug things.
So listen, we spoke last week about the football. After we left the studio last week, producer Will travelled to Hemel Hempstead watch Torquay victorious and yet fall short of promotion. We'll discuss it further later when we talk about rock and roll football. I went to Elland Road where they did not fall short. I had some beers with a friend. I watched the players spray champagne over each other, celebrate promotion. I hugged people. I've been to football for many years now. I've never had an experience where, not that it's jeopardy-free because the title is still up for grabs, but I arrived, the atmosphere was amazing. Throughout the whole game, the atmosphere was amazing. Leeds won 4-0. So I just had the most wonderful evening. I had a few beers afterwards. Just the buzz stayed. I couldn't stay in Leeds because I had to get back because the following morning I went to the Crucible Theatre to watch my snooker idol, Mark Williams. Just a man I adore on and off the table, his demeanour. I watched him make a century at the Crucible Theatre.
Oh.
Came home. I'd have gone and taught my daughter to ride a bike. One of the truly epic parental moments. It's a heat wave, as we know. Get out on the bike. We're cycling around where we live. Just wonderful.
Without stabilisers?
No stabilisers. She is free, and it's a Harley 125. She can go wherever she likes. I took the stabilisers off. She said, strap an engine on, mate. If we're doing it, we're doing it properly. Got on the vegan leather jacket. She wasn't pleased about that. But,
I think once you're on a Harley, the vegan leather jacket is a little bit... Was it closing the barn door after the cows bolted? That's not right.
Closing the barn door.
Oh, I've got it all wrong, but you knew what I meant.
Yeah, yeah.
Will's losing his mind over here at me saying that.
Closing Barnes' door after the cow has already gone to McDonald's. What did I make for tea? Teriyaki tofu with sushi rice and a pickled salad. I could send you a picture of it. It was just one of the... It was nutritious. It was delicious. I was just the smuggest parent in Britain at that point. There's absolutely no question about that. God. This weekend, what am I doing, Angela, when I leave the studio? I'm taking part in a charity football game at Bramall Lane tomorrow to raise money for a new cancer screening unit for the Western Park Hospital in Sheffield.
Are you actually going to touch the ball this time?
Oh, well, I mean, I'll tell you next week, but I am. It's another one of those games where... The teams are not.
Have they got the pro footballers on one team and the comedians on the other?
They've got Sheffield United's promotion team from 2016. And let me tell you, some of those people are still playing professional football. There are still professional footballers turning out for that team. So there you go.
Okay, John. okay, I think we can do this. Mm-hmm. I think this is fine. For a start, okay, you went to some football match or whatever and some team did all right. what I would say is you hugged a load of strangers, so that right there is a health risk. You know, so you put yourself at risk and your family at risk and everyone you come across at risk. So that was stupid. Also, you know, you weren't playing in the match, so why are you smug? Do you know what I mean? It was some random... You had no effect on that game whatsoever, so you don't get to be smug about that. Same with the snooker, really. Mark Williams should be smug. But get him on. That's what I say. Get Mark Williams on. He should be smug. You were just there.
Yeah.
Whatever. Taught your daughter to ride a bike. Yeah, I mean, she was going to ride a bike anyway one day, wasn't she? Like, it didn't have to be you. Like, just give someone a bike. Eventually, they'll ride it. Christ. Teriyaki tofu. I mean, I don't think I need to do anything with that. Your daughter's, what, 8? Take her to McDonald's like a normal person. Smug. You're doing a charity football match. You're going to get annihilated. There we go. Done. Thank you. Will's giving me a round of applause.
Yeah. Okay. Give me a minute.
You all right, John?
No. It's a horrible feature.
I do actually feel a bit bad now, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it for a bit, but... Oh, John, I feel a bit bad because you were really sincere and lovely through this show, and now you just look sad.
Well, I need to learn because sincerity is unpleasant to listen to. So I've learnt my lesson. I won't be doing it next week. And you've got your smugness all ready for next week. How much you enjoyed taking me down.
Yeah. I enjoyed it too much. I can feel a bit bad about how much I enjoyed it, but that... 30 seconds felt great.
Took down an A&E nurse a few months ago. You get used to it.
Oh, fair enough.
You just got to stop having feelings. One of the feelings you expressed was a desire to ride a DeLorean.
Yeah.
We did ask what you would bring back from the decade you grew up in. I said not to bring back Bullseye. Hayley's been in touch. I grew up in the 90s. Mm-hmm. I would bring back the chaotic Saturday morning kids' telly of the time.
Oh, yes.
There is only so much James Martin cooking for a bored celebrity that I can take on a Saturday
I'm not saying
morning.
Anything about that because those programmes are quite useful for promoting your tours. But
I'll be there as soon as they want me.
Oh, I'll be there to eat their food and drink whiskey at 9 o'clock in the morning. But
it's just a long show, isn't it? I think that's why the people are bored.
Yeah. But they're right, the chaotic 90s. So I grew up in Maidstone in Kent, which is where you're old enough to remember Motormouth and Number 73.
I'd have been sending letters to you. There was a time I could have recited the address.
Well, I lived really near the TV studio. So every Saturday morning, I used to go down to the TV studios with my autograph book and wait outside for them. So I've got an autograph book. I've got like Kylie, I have Brother Beyond, I got Jimmy Somerville, I got all these 80s. They're the ones that came to my head first.
Jimmy Somerville.
Big Fun. Remember Big Fun? I used to stand. I couldn't get Bros because they arrived in a helicopter.
This is much more. I didn't even know this had gone. One. Gordon, the Mint Feast.
Oh, what a
news to me. The Mint Feast had gone.
Oh, yeah, they've been gone a while. You can still get an ordinary feast, but, like, if you're going to make an ordinary feast, make a mint one because they're just better.
Just bung a bit of mint in it.
Just put a bit of mint in it. Because everyone knows mint chocolate ice cream is the best.
Oh, it is. That's going to get a response. Will's nodding.
Yeah, Will's,
that's a controversial statement. In the days of the gelato shop where you can go and get, do you know what my daughter had last week? Dragon fruit.
Oh, what?
Dragon fruit flavour gelato.
You see, they could tell me a gelato was dragon fruit flavour and I'd just have to believe them.
Yeah.
I don't know what a dragon fruit tastes like.
Yeah, it's just pink.
Yeah, tastes pink.
Yeah, but I didn't know the Mint Feast had gone, and I'm happy to join a campaign to have it brought back.
Talking about sort of confectionery items, Stuart has said, and I don't remember these either, Texan bars, but I think we are too young for this. It says nothing
does
since has ever come
bar,
close.
Does he mean like a sort of, you know...
Oh, Texan bars.
A saloon.
Well, he says he's been trying to pick it out of his teeth 50 years later, so... I'm not going to make any comment on that.
The Texan was a nugget and toffee candy bar. I don't say new, guys. Is that all right?
Yeah, it's fine. Nugget. I'm team nugget all the way.
Team nugget. Nugget and toffee candy bar covered with chocolate, manufactured during the 1970s and 80s, withdrawn in 1984. The advertisement for the Texan showed a cartoon cowboy captured by bandits tied to a stake. When asked if he had any last requests, he asked for a Texan bar, which he knew would take a long time to eat, during which time his captors fell asleep, allowing his escape.
Oh, I like it. They don't make adverts like that anymore, do they?
Someone should have told him, Texan takes time a-chewing. That's the strap line.
That is a beautiful.
That's the lovely days when you could say, it's not about whether it's nice or not. It will last a long time.
Yeah, that's it. It's not going to be... For someone like me who needs that instant gratification, I need chocolate bars to last a long time. That's why I drink beer and not shorts, because otherwise I'll just guzzle it because I'm greedy. You know, I need something that's going to slow me down. You know, like you buy those dog bowls that are for dogs that eat too quickly and they've got like obstacles in them. That's what I need.
Okay, I don't know how we've ended up there from things you remember to Angela asking to be fed in a dog bowl, but just let the record show, I had nothing to do with that. So if you come in for me, you got the wrong guy. Any last requests? I'd like a Texan bar, please. Keep those coming in, john@absoluteradio.co.uk. So we're bringing back Mint Feasts Texan bars.
Yep.
I mean, is it that these things are good? Anyway, it's best not to get into
Mint Feasts definitely should come back.
Feasts should definitely come back.
That's no question.
I want the Texan bar to come back just so I can try one.
Yeah, but I mean, we're getting on a bit, John. You've got, you know, we'll probably lose our teeth if we ate a Texan bar.
Yeah, well, do you know, I had to go to the dentist this week and I've got a big, I can't remember what they call it, a composite filling or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I had to say, well... Because I try and role model my daughter. The thing about having kids, you've got to lie to them about the person you are.
Right.
And then sometimes it's just better to be honest. So she likes to look in my mouth and count my fillings.
Right, lovely, yeah.
Because you can't have telly on all the time.
No, and also, you know, we're flawed human beings. We've got fillings. Do you know what I mean? They have to learn that. They have to learn
that. Deeply flawed. And these fillings all came in at a time when I couldn't be affording these new white fillings.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I get that.
These new fancy
ones
I've got.
A load of them, yeah.
I, you know, grew up in a time, I'm not ashamed to say it, where it didn't even occur to people to make the filling for a tooth the same colour as a tooth.
No, it's mad.
Well, isn't
it?
That?
It's mad when you think about it. Make them black.
We'll have them black, please.
Yeah,
you'll learn a lesson about not looking after your teeth. I've got a big old filling in there because when I was living in a bedsit in Bristol and there were not good days, I used to like a Snickers in bed in the morning out of the fridge. That was my breakfast of choice in some difficult times. And
I'm not, no judgment here.
I thought that's a particularly crunchy bit of peanut, that is.
Oh,
and it wasn't. It was half my tooth.
A bit of a tooth. Oh,
and you just got to tell your kids that's why this happened. And that's why I say no to chocolate in the mornings.
Yeah. Then, no chocolate before 11 a.m.
I tell you what I realised is great, though. Take your kid into the dentist, and the dentist can't tell you off because the dentist, these modern day dentists that are nice.
Yeah.
He had to say, well, of course, you know, you're looking after them now, and that's the important thing. I'd have got a right telling off if my daughter hadn't been there.
Oh, right, yeah. My dentist, true story, is an ex-England rugby player. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
Shane
amazing.
His name is. I can't remember his last name, but yeah. They call him No Pain Shane.
Is he very gentle?
He's really gentle. He's lovely, yeah. But
wow.
He is an ex-rugby player.
The DeLorean is already back. Paula, this I love. Bring back the Peugeot 205.
I
love a Peugeot 205.
I don't think I've ever driven a Peugeot 205.
Oh, my granddad had a Peugeot 205, little silver one. It
They're
did no one any
sweet little
harm.
Cars, aren't they? They're just sweet little cars.
He had it about 10 years. It did about 200 miles.
Oh, this is. I love that she says, even if I did have to carry a hammer around in the boot so I could whack the starboards. Oh, lost my voice then halfway through.
That's all right. Oh, it'll come back.
It's back. The starter motor to get it going again.
Yeah.
A hammer to whack the starter motor. Those are the days, weren't they?
Yeah,
do you know what Will won't know? Will won't know what a choke on a car is.
No, do you know what a choke,
won't know.
Will?
Do you know what a choke is?
Doesn't even know what a choke
doesn't
is.
Doesn't know what a choke is, mate.
You don't know. You're born new people.
Yeah. Mad.
De-skilling of driving now. Do you know there'll be a generation who don't know the clutch, Angela?
Mad, innit?
Who don't even need to know what a clutch
don't
is anymore.
No. Why have they even got a left foot?
They won't even know what driving a car is in 10 years. This
That's
has made me sick, this feature.
John,
do you know what?
John, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to sit down and Kelly will bring back for you a quattro.
Yeah.
Remember the quattro?
Oh, yeah. Fruity
lovely
drink.
Lovely fruity drink, like grapefruit and tropical fruits. And
yeah.
It was lovely, the quattro.
And it probably had loads of chemicals in it. And now, nowadays, what have you got? Smoothies, innit, you lot? With your fruit.
With juice.
Living.
With juice. I'm on the juice diet. The juice
living
diet.
Forever.
They're two words that shouldn't go together. I got so angry then, I pushed myself away from the microphone.
You will sit and you will eat meat from a tin with a chemical drink with one leg that is bigger than the other because you've got to constantly pump the clutch that is going on your car. You've got a massive left calf muscle, nothing on the right, and you've got a tanned right arm and nothing on the left because there's no air conditioning. So you've got to have the windows down in heat and you will have a terrible life like we had. Yeah. I'm sick of this feature now. It's put me in a right stink. Young people drive me mad.
It's very difficult to say the John Richardson Show. Can you say the John Richardson Show?
This is the John Richardson Show.
The literal police catch and fend with people who use the word literally when they literally meant something else. They're like a really pathetic version of the FBI.
Last time out, I was merciful. Ryland Clark was sent on a literal awareness course. And, of course, we didn't put away commentator Simon Hothersall because all he did was get a bit overexcited about Leeds United's return to the Premier League.
If it had been any other football club, he would be banged up for life. We all know that.
He'd never see his family again. But the attempt to fix the English language goes on. Lots of correspondence this week. Thank you for that. Starting with an offence. This is prime time, so this we've got to deal with this. Because this kid is watching. There's little kiddies watching. Pete's reached out to the hotline. He says, "Hello, John. I came across a horrific crime this evening while watching Gladiators with my kids.
With the kids. Oh,
during the
God.
Round Unleash, after Fire chased down Amanda, Fire admitted, I'm like one of the fastest sprinters in British history, and she is literally running for her life. If the literal police don't get involved, I think the actual police might need to. Please investigate this as a matter of urgency. Cheers, Pete. Here's the crime in question."
Bit of toying around?
A tiny bit. I'm like one of the fastest sprinters in British history, and she's literally running for her life. And then at one point I looked up and I was like, oh, it's just right there, because I've got a really long reach, if you didn't notice.
Yeah, you do, Empire. You do. Thank you very much.
Who will think of the children, John? That's...
We will.
I mean, it's a slam dunk, this, isn't it?
Yeah, a second gladiator going to jail. There's going to be no one left on this show.
Unless I mean, I will say, I've never watched Gladiators. I know.
Yeah.
Unless they are literally running for their... Like, is it based on actual gladiators from the past?
If we're going
back
to the amphitheatres of ancient Rome...
If they're being thrown to the lions at the end, then sure, she's running for her life.
I don't think that I've seen Gladiator 1, I've not seen Gladiator 2. I don't know if they have foamy bits on the end of their pugil sticks.
Right, fine. But
Gladiator 2 would have a much more slapstick feel if a lot of the battles, they all had big padded fingers in the audience. That thumb bit would be great when the Emperor reaches the thumb out.
And it just had a big padded...
No mercy. Anyway, that's two gladiators down. Yep. You and I are going to end up being gladiators at this
point. We'll have to, because there won't be any real ones left.
We're going to be the only ones left.
They should give me a new pugil sticks. We'll have some fun with that, John.
You
set that up, Will.
Batter me in a way that would not be funny. Let's not suggest gladiator names for me, because it will be humiliating. Now, I don't want... No, Will, you stop nodding.
Yeah, we do suggest gladiator names.
I don't want people to know what my gladiator
John.
Name would be.
I want to know.
Something strong and fierce, but imply also that the true strength is emotional strength, and that's the journey we're on.
It could be Dormouse.
I thought you were going to say doormat, and when you said mouse, I was actually pleased.
Oh, wow.
I was actually
mean.
Pleased. Just so you don't think that I don't pull my shift, obviously I've got a lot of paperwork to do now at the Literal Police, but I am out there walking the streets myself. Here's something I spotted this week whilst watching the snooker.
And he's done this to one of the greatest players that's ever held a cue, Ding Junhui. Totally taken 64. The thunder from that first frame. Incredible stuff.
Yeah, 65. Literally has just blown him away.
It would be a wonderful image, just a deep breath and then Ding Junhui literally being blown out of the Crucible Theatre. And it pains me to punish John Virgo because I adore the man. But the rules are the rules, and he's, you know, it'd be a lovely 90s TV reunion if he gets in jail with a gladiator. Maybe we get Big Break and the gladiators together. Between them, they can brainstorm a wonderful idea while they're in there. But I'm sorry to say, John, in you go.
Can I ask a question, John, before we end this feature?
Yes, you may.
I know it is the literal police, but do we sort of have some sort of grammar police thing going on generally? Because if so, I do have a bone to pick with producer Will.
Oh, well, I do like the purity of the literal police, but I also like to humiliate our producer. So okay. Go on.
Well, it's just that, you know, Will has prepared some notes for the show for us, which we're very grateful for.
Do you read them?
I do have a look at them sometimes, yeah. And he has put apostrophes in a plural.
Oh.
DeLoreans.
Okay.
And now, unless it's belonging to the DeLorean, but he's apostrophized
it. That just isn't a prison space for the apostrophe police.
Maybe just a warning at this stage is all I'm saying. You
know. I think a little bit of corporal punishment to be administered during the next record.
Play a song, I'll smack him.
Thank you very much. If you spot a literal offence, John at absoluteradio.co.uk, I'll referee. We'll get Mark Clattenburg in. Angela, ready!
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
It's Absolute Radio. It's Saturday morning. It's John Richardson and Angela Barnes discussing now the news that wasn't in the news, that should have been in the news and could have been in the news, certainly. Mm. Angela, what have you seen this week?
Well, I've seen this week. This is a Chinese student has gone to Mount Fuji.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He had to be airlifted, right? Now, that happens sometimes. People sort of underestimate their ability when it comes to climbing a mountain or whatever. He got altitude sickness.
Oh.
I've had altitude sickness. I did that World's Most Dangerous Roads. I did it with me and Rod Gilbert when drove over the Alps. And
wow.
I got altitude sickness. But it made me laugh hysterically and I couldn't stop. and it was really annoying me. It was annoying everyone because I just couldn't stop laughing. And Rod and I got pulled over by the police on the mountain. And Rod was driving and he had to go, you just don't say anything. Because I was just I couldn't stop laughing. But I was fine in the end. But this guy, so he got rescued off the mountain and was airlifted off, right, which is pretty bad. But what he did where you lose a bit of sympathy for him is 4 days later, he got airlifted off the same mountain again for the same reason, because he went back because he'd left his iPhone behind.
Oh. Well, in his defense,
leave him on the mountain at that point, don't you? Just go, like, these are expensive resources. It's expensive to airlift someone from a mountain. You've chosen to go, but you knew what happened. You know the consequences. You and your iPhone spend the rest of your days there.
Airlift the iPhone off.
Yeah, leave him on.
The iPhone's innocent in this. Airlift that off. Sell it to cover the cost of getting the ambulance out.
Nice.
And the helicopter. In his defence, all I can think is, maybe he doesn't want to litter. He doesn't want to be those people who, you know, leaves litter halfway up a mountain. Perhaps was too proud to ask somebody to. I mean, it's hard enough saying, will you run upstairs and get my thing? I've left it on the sink.
You pop up that mountain and get my phone.
You wouldn't pop up Mount Fuji, would you? I've left my iPhone. But there's a puddle of my tears and then a little hole I've dug to sit in and have a cry. And then you can see where the helicopter landed, all the grass is flat. And if you just look there, that's my phone. So I sort of understand it.
I sort of do, but I don't know if it was. I mean, we don't know, do we? If it was out of, I don't want to litter or I can't live without my phone. That's the clincher.
Yeah.
Is if you just didn't want to leave a mobile, iPhone, smartphone, whatever you want to call it up there.
Yes.
I sound like a grandma there. Oh, my God. You know, your phone thing.
Bring back landlines.
Yeah, that's what I say. Yeah, it's a tricky one, but come on, mate.
I'd say get in touch with him, but he won't have his phone, will he?
No, that's true. God knows where it is now.
God knows where it is. So we're discussing news that wasn't in the news, that could have been in the news, or perhaps should have been in the news.
It's funny how you say that really easily, yet your own name you struggle with.
But I'll tell you what's key there is it's the same word over and over again.
Right, yeah.
And that's comfortable for me, because that's the way I'm going to go eventually.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say the same thing over and over again, just staring out of the kitchen window. But by then, I won't need to do my own dishes because we'll have AI and robots and all that stuff.
I mean, there's already dishwashers, John, if you've not got one.
Of course I've got one. It's paid my mortgage. Talking about how to load the dishwasher.
Oh, of course. What was I thinking? I forgot what I was dealing with.
Don't you worry. Waiting for the next change in dishwasher technology so I can dust off that routine. Don't you worry. I'll do a whole routine about dusting routines. There was a half marathon in Beijing. Last week.
Right.
Now, there's enough chat of people completing marathons.
Oh, marathon fever at the minute, isn't it?
People struggled.
My agent ran the London Marathon last week.
I chucked him a few quid.
He did sub 4 hours, you know. He did quite well.
The people did very well this year. And Joel Dommett,
Oh, my goodness. See what happened to him?
He had a wobble, didn't he?
He had a big old wobble, woke up in an ambulance, still finished the marathon.
Insane.
Yeah. Have you seen the video of where his legs are going?
Yeah.
It's quite funny.
That's what put me off running the marathon, is you're basically being filmed from start to finish now.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Ramesh did a video about him having a struggle, and I was expecting the footage and didn't see it, and I was upset.
Yeah, of course.
I wanted
you would
to
be.
See him being grumpy and tired.
Yeah,
what
I
it
want
does.
To see. If I see Ramesh on my screen, I mean, it's quite often, to yeah. be fair, I want to see him wobbling. That's
yeah,
what I want
absolutely.
To see.
Absolutely. Didn't get to see it. But I think when people talk about how hard it is, that's good because too many people just finish it
yeah.
and do really well. And yeah. I think seeing how hard it is actually made me feel that's why I was able to be more genuine earlier and, or you know, bordering on an actual human being. Because when you see the effort that goes in,
yeah,
it actually makes you realise what's
just seeing
been
them
done.
Cross the finish line, that's the easy bit, isn't it?
Joel had a gig Saturday night in Leeds.
That,
he did a gig
that
Saturday
is
night.
The crazy thing. No wonder he wobbled.
Stayed in a hotel, then ran the marathon. There's times I can't even be bothered to go to the bar after I've done a gig.
I nearly didn't come here.
You know
I had
what?
A show last night.
Yeah, I was just drinking in my room. I'm not running a marathon.
Yeah.
So what made this Chinese half marathon in Beijing noteworthy is they're billing it as the first race between humans and robots.
Ooh.
So 21 humanoid robots ran this half marathon course.
I can't imagine they're very fast, are they, robots?
Well, the winning robot was Tiangong Ultra, crossed the line in 2 hours and 40 minutes, which I right. think some people can run a full marathon in that.
They can, some people, but, you know, that's actually not that bad for a half marathon for a lot of people.
I wouldn't. Be
I
able to beat
it.
That robot,
no.
I'll tell you now. And it's one of those things that you can get all worried. You talk about, oh, this is the beginning of the end and look how fast and, you know, soon we won't need to do anything in AI and all that. Mm. I would invite anybody to watch the footage of this robot running. It runs like, and I know the whole point of robots is they don't need to do this, but if I'd set off on a marathon sort of needing the toilet, and 2 hours and 40 minutes in, I really needed the toilet.
That's what you look like.
I was running in a way that said, if I run with a full stride here, I'm going to go to the toilet. That's what this robot runs like.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
Oh,
I'm going to Google
it
in the next song.
Glorious. So don't worry.
We're all right
run
with
marathons,
robots.
But it's absolutely hilarious.
I'm not worried because they still haven't worked out how to tick a box that says I am not a robot. So I think we're all right, aren't we?
That's what no one's saying about these robot, these AI comedians.
Yeah.
Well, if they're funny, fine.
Yeah.
They might just be better than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to live with it. Some things are better than us.
I welcome it. And as long as they still need DJs who can't pronounce their own name, then we're going to get absolutely fine. Coming up, we will be discussing football scores with Angela.
Yes.
You will be predicting.
I've got a good feeling about today's. I think today's are my most likely ones to they're looking good. Will's nodding his head.
Okay. Well, so far they've been horrific.
Yes.
John Richardson, Angela Barnes, Absolute Radio.
Get John Richardson on.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
So that's basically it for another week, Angela.
Oh, I've enjoyed
thank
today,
you.
John. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you for being here. Thanks, Will.
Yeah,
thanks,
well done, Will.
Thanks so much. I really, do you know, I don't, while I'm having a genuine week, I don't say this often enough, and I'm mildly grateful for you.
That's the best you're going to get, Will. Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
I almost
it.
Managed it. And hey, everybody who's listening as well, thank you.
John, no, that's too much, mate.
No, it's awful, isn't it?
I mean, they're turning off in their droves
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I can hear people. I was going to say punching their radios in their cars, but you don't have radios in cars anymore because that is another thing from yesteryear. It's
I've
all
got a radio
apps.
In my car. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but
about?
It's all on a screen, in it on an app.
Oh, it's yeah, not, it is, yeah. It's digital radio. It's not a dial.
It's not a thing where you have to eject the panel from the front to stop people stealing
oh, yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, remember
put it inside
those.
A little pencil case.
Oh.
Do you remember that, Will? Do you remember that? Of course
no,
you don't.
No, doesn't
with
remember that.
Vitamins.
Doesn't remember the choke. Doesn't remember... Oh.
What do you eat now? What do you eat these days? Fruit? Unbelievable. Oh. Unbelievable. On this subject, Macy says, I would bring back turkey Twizzlers before Jamie Oliver touched him.
Turkey Twizzlers, my word.
I reserve the right to eat chemicals. Let's reference the young because they want things brought back as well, even though they grew up very recently. So Ellis has a view.
Well, yeah, Ellis says she grew up in the... I'm saying she. Could be a he or a she, Ellis, couldn't it? Mm-hmm. Grew up in the 2010s. It says, turn 18 next week and I really wish DVDs were still common.
Yes, mate.
The deleted
yes, mate.
Scenes, the blooper reel, how films were meant to be watched. I don't, John, the problem I have here is I still feel like DVDs are quite modern.
I was going to say, if you like, want to live in a world where DVDs are still knocking about, come round my house, mate. I've got hundreds of them. I've got hundreds of them. Where do I keep them? In the cupboard next to the VHS. That's where they are, mate.
Good man. Good man. Like, that stuff's not going to, you know, VHS tapes will last longer than any of us.
I will have my VHS of Denver the Last Dinosaur until I die. And my last words will be, good, I told you.
I'd completely forgotten about Denver the Last Dinosaur. That's lovely.
Speaking of foods, there's a Formula One race, presumably.
It's Miami this weekend.
So what is your husband cooking?
So
for
my
Miami?
Husband is making, and I know this weekend what he's making because I'm away on tour, so he's already told me. He's making a key lime pie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And he's
one.
Chosen that. This is how sweet he is, right? He's chosen that because it can be frozen so I can have it when I get back.
What a good guy. So, what time of day would you be eating that if you were eating that at the time of the race?
9 o'clock at night, the race is.
Oh, that's okay.
But do you know where I'm going to be watching the race?
Yeah.
On Sunday. So I'm doing the Machanlith Comedy Festival on Sunday.
Yes, I know it well.
And my show is at 4 o'clock. And I rent the same cottage every year from Machanlith, and it has a hot tub on a sheep farm. So I will watch the race on my laptop in a hot tub on a sheep farm.
Looking
in
at
Wales.
Sheep.
You're
what
jealous.
A life.
I know you're jealous.
I am jealous. Machanlith is a lovely weekend.
It is.
If you're a comedy fan, it is like Glastonbury for comedy, isn't it?
Yeah, just... but fewer not nice people. Nearly said a bad word then, well.
What a way to go out. It's been lovely working with Angela. What do you want to call the podcast for this week's show for those who weren't able to listen live?
I think we should call it No Dull Things, Just Gull Wings.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it
think,
rhymes.
Because of the DeLorean. No?
I just want to call it Not Knocked Up.
Yeah, that's more to the point, isn't it?
Gets the job done. Thanks for listening this week. We'll be back next week with another show. The podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts. Woo-hoo. If you are near Angela on tour, do go and see her. Lyme Regis tonight, nationwide. And if you want to support Torquay United, I guess you're free to do so. Have a wonderful week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
John, son of Richard.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
So there we go. Like my hair, it's time for us to leave.
Oh, John, now stop it. You've got a lovely head of hair. Look at those lovely curls. You're
from
fine.
The from the
well,
front,
who's looking
fine.
At your back?
Anybody who's taller than 5'9", I don't see it. Oh, to be 6'2" and to be able to continue
can't you just,
the
like,
line.
Colour it in?
I can
Does
do.
That work?
I can buy powders and all sorts of things, but you know. Just
don't
best
do
to,
that, John. Just embrace it. Shave
best,
your head.
Yes, best to quietly and with dignity embrace the aging process.
Which
and
is obviously what I've done with greying, John.
We are back again next week. Thank you so much for your company. Have a wonderful week. Take care of yourselves, each other, and nature.
He's gone all sincere again, Will.
Yeah, don't litter. Any other life advice?
Don't leave drive a phone up a mountain.
Don't leave your phone up a mountain and drive on or near the speed limit, depending on the road conditions.
Perfect.
It's not going to catch on, this, is it, as a tagline?
No, especially I'm doing a speed awareness course next week, so it's too late for me.
Oh, mate, I look forward to seeing you there. I am teaching. No qualifications, just smug. Bye.